If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Let's talk about your money and the Dow down a couple hundred points so far today. David Hochberg is the Vice President of Lending for Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial. What does all this mean for the housing market and mortgage rates, David?
Mortgage rates continue to go up, Bob. It's not a pretty picture with the housing market. We're seeing pricing starting to slide off, I don't know, 5-10% in this area. And it's just a factor. You know, it's come to a point, we've talked about ad nauseum, that as rates go up, less of our listeners are going to be able to qualify to buy a home. So something's got to give, and it's the pricing that's got to give, and pricing is starting to come down. I did something real quick. Last year at this time, people were paying above asking price for homes, sight unseen, $50,000 to $100,000. So on a $300,000 home, 20% down, $240,000 mortgage, your mortgage payment would have been $1,012. If you bid it up to $100,000, which is what was happening, escalator clauses, $300,000 homes are going for $350,000 to $400,000. So that same down payment you'd have to run with PMI, your principal and interest payment with your PMI is $1,583. Today you could buy that same $300,000 home instead of paying up to $400,000 or $350,000 or $375,000, you could probably get it for $285,000. And your mortgage payment at 7.5% is the same as it would have been with at $400,000 at a lower rate. So again, it comes down to, it's not about the rate, it's about the monthly payment. What goes up comes down. These rates are eventually going to come down. You're going to be able to refinance in the future. Now's the perfect time to buy a home because you've got some pretty desperate sellers out there. You're going into winter, interest rates haven't come down, and it's a good time if you want to buy a home to buy a home.
It's the slow season now, isn't it, until spring?
It's a slow, theoretically, you know, realtors will get upset with that. There's really never a slow season, if you will. But what's happening is the current economic conditions are slowing down the economy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, we see it. The fintech world is laying people off. We're seeing Amazon, Google, FedEx. I had dinner with my best friend who's in the scrap industry last night. The cold rolled steel prices have been dropping every single month for the past 9 months in a row. What does that mean? That means that the cold rolled steel that goes into wrapping cars and wrapping consumer goods like refrigerators and washers and dryers, there's not a demand for that. So they're not making as much steel. Copper prices and all the scrap prices are going down. Why? Because the steel mills and the foundries don't need the raw materials to make mm-hmm. new products. I talked to trucking industry executives. They're bracing for impact after the holidays.
Yeah.
FedEx has already announced that they're going to be laying off everybody. So what does this mean? This means that eventually things will slow down. The American consumers who just right now, through the first three quarters of this year, have increased credit card debt more than any other time in history. So the credit card debt of our listeners is skyrocketing. Interest rates are skyrocketing. And it's going to come a point where people have to stop spending money on things that they do not need. And then that's when the economy will slow down and the Fed will drop rates.
Yeah, nobody's immune to what's going on. What's this thing that people are talking about, the 2-to-1 buy down?
Yeah, it's a 2-1 buy down, 1-0 buy down. This is the sexiest thing in the real estate industry. I was marketing these products 21 years ago when I got into it, or almost 22 years ago in August of 2000. It's essentially the first year of the loan is 2 points less than the note rate. So if you get into a rate today at 7.5%, you could get, the sellers are very, very, very motivated to negotiate today than they were at this time last year. So instead of taking a huge chunk of money in a cost reduction, have that money go towards a buy down funds. It essentially, if you go in at 7.5%, the buy down funds are set aside. So the first 12 months you're in at 5.5%, the second 12 months you're paying at 6.5%, and you're using that closing cost credit from the seller or the builder to get in and entice a homeowner to buy a home today. Sometime during the, with the bet, right? The bet is that sometime during the next 12 to 18 months before those buy down funds run out, that you're going to be able to refinance into a lower rate. So
what's the downside to doing
there's
that?
There's really no downside. Instead of taking a $15,000 or $20,000 price reduction, everybody's like, yeah, I got the $300,000 home at 280. I'll counter that. I'm like, okay, great. You negotiated the $300,000 home down to 280. Then, okay, well, the realtor put it on the market for 300 because he or she thought that they could get 300. Okay, hopefully the place appraised for 300. Here's what you do. Negotiate the price back up so you can get up to a 6% closing cost credit if you put at least 10% down. So these are the little tricks of the trade that you need to work with a professional mortgage, a mortgage professional, not me or any mortgage professional that just knows what they're doing. You could use these closing cost credits for buy down funds to cover closing costs, to save yourself a fortune moving in so you could pay the $4,000 or $5,000 for movers, because that's what movers cost.
You can get a 15-year fixed for what, 6.2 now, something like that?
Yeah, I mean, 15-year fix, we're going for like 1.75, 2% a couple of years ago. Now they're, you're looking at upper fives, sixes, depending upon the different variables. The challenge right now, Bob, is you can't fight an upwardly mobile rate market. And if you need to buy a house, grin and bear it, brace for impact. You could always refinance in the future. You can't fight the market.
Yeah. David Hochberg on the radio here Saturday morning, and it'll be after Northwestern football this weekend, and your featured guests will be...
We've got Igor, Mr. Floor, we've got Lindemann Chimney, we got Rob coming in from Lindemann Chimney, and we've got Janelle Iacchino from Rose Pest Solutions. So we got a packed show as soon as Dave throws it to me after Northwestern football. Hopefully a win.
Right. Would you like me to throw it to you early?
Third quarter would be fine, but I think the Northwestern fans might be a little upset with this.
Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN is the only show where Chimney has three syllables, if you listen carefully.
Nice shot.
News on the hour next. Thank you, Mr. Hochberg.
Yeah, that was good.
We'll get you into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom momentarily.